Hello, welcome to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. Hope you are having a great week. I was recently at an art opening that had a bunch of abstract photography. And when you looked at the photograph, she actually had a pretty hard time telling what the photograph was. So in terms of the actual object that was photographed, whether it be kind of an abstract of a flower or was parts of a landscape that had been composited together. Some of it was like just textural studies of concrete and metal. It was really beautiful work, but it was interesting because I watched how people would look at the photographs and talk about the photographs. And because they were so abstracted, oftentimes you'd actually even see people like tilting their head sideways to the left and to the right. And all the time, the conversations were about, what do you think it is? And so some people would actually play much more in the realm of what's possible based on what they saw in the objects that were in the photograph and the lines and the composition. And they would say things like, oh, I can see a dragon, or I see a face, or I see this or that. Other people were like, oh, I think it's the bolt off the edge of a tire, or, oh, I think that is a concrete wall in a building downtown. They would actually try to identify the actual object, where some people were more in the conceptual. As I started to pay more and more attention to that, it made me really start to think about the nature of how we see. And how do we choose to see? Because I think one of the biggest challenges in photography is learning to see. It's actually learning to observe the world and discover the things in what we observe that become interesting to us and ultimately become photographs when we're able to see in a very unique way. We capture something that not everybody else would capture, not everybody else would necessarily observe to photograph out there in the world, whether that be a connection and relationship to a person during a portrait session, or maybe it's something in the landscape, maybe it is something in the location, maybe it's abstract work with a flower, but there's some element of us seeing something that is different than the rest of the world. And I think that's one of the challenges that when people say, I want to get better at photography, what they mean is they want to see better. They want to be able to look at the world and communicate something in a much more meaningful way. And as I went back and started looking at all the classes I teach, and I look at all of my own photographs, I realized the challenge is sometimes also knowing how well something was seen and what is it about a specific image that makes it well seen. And part of that becomes an element of composition. It becomes an element of how the photograph is assembled and how it's put together. And one of the exercises that I think would behoove people to do would be to go in and look at your photographs when they're upside down and backwards. So if you've never worked with a large format camera, when the image is projected onto the ground glass, which is ultimately what you focus on before you put the film in to make the exposure, because of the way the optics works, the image is upside down and backwards. If you've used a medium format camera, you're oftentimes used to it being backwards, where it'll actually invert it because as it comes through, it hits the mirror once. It inverts backwards, and there's not a second mirror to invert it again. So you're used to looking at potentially pictures backwards. But what happens when we make images backwards and upside down is they become more of an abstraction. They become something other than the world and the thing that we photographed. And what happens is we start to figure out what works or doesn't work compositionally within the photograph. We work online, we work on form, we work on light, we work on the structure of objects, the structure of color, the structure of tonalities, and we start to see things a little bit differently when they're upside down and backwards. So much like at the art opening where things were an abstraction and people were trying to figure out what they were and whether or not as an abstraction they worked, and then ultimately meaning that the photograph worked, which means it was well seen. If you go into your own program and invert and flip your image to look at, you might find that you start to see what is working and not working within your photographs. You also might see certain elements that become interesting to highlight, certain elements that become interesting to edit for or edit out of the photograph. But I think you'll find that that abstraction makes for a much more interesting conversation as you're trying to learn about what you do and how you photograph and how you see. You may find that there is a massive repetition in how you approach things, or you may find that it's much more random than you expected, or you may find that you lean on and use certain elements of composition more than other ones. And you had never noticed that before, because when it's in its righted, corrected orientation, we don't necessarily become aware of all of the elements of composition. We don't become aware of all of the things we do over and over again because it's in a natural state for us. So by breaking that element, breaking that metaphor that we're used to, we start to see in a unique and different way. One of the things that can happen then is you're training yourself to see in a unique way when you're looking at something on the screen. So when you go out then with the camera, even if your camera doesn't invert and flip, you're able to apply that same skill into your scene. You're going to start to see structures, objects, forms in a different way. And hopefully that's going to give you a chance to find a unique way to express that which you want to through your photographs. Another thing you could do that would be kind of interesting in terms of working with the photographs in that sense of seeing with an abstraction is, you know, if you work with color, you could switch to black and white. If you work normally in black and white, you could switch to color and maybe see something there. But another option would be to actually invert your photographs so the positive becomes a negative, in which case all the colors will become their opposite. So it's kind of like looking at a negative when you worked with film, or if you've seen a film negative, it'll kind of turn into one of those. And that's going to change and make shadows light. Light areas will become shadows. Like I said, the colors will change, and you'll start to see a different association and a different relationship to the objects within the photograph. And the reason making that shift is so important is that one of the biggest challenges we face is learning to see well. One of the greatest compliments you can get, or one of the greatest compliments you can give, is to tell somebody that what they photographed was well seen, or, oh, wow, I couldn't have seen that. That notion that something has been observed and seen in a unique way, or seen in a light that somebody else hadn't anticipated, makes for a much more interesting conversation about the photograph. You will hear oftentimes people walk through and look at photographs and say things like, oh, I could have taken that, or I have a photograph exactly like that. When we say something like, wow, I've never seen something like that, we get in a much more interesting state. And what happens to people is we oftentimes actually make really interesting, compelling photographs, but we don't know which photograph to select. So in the editing and sequencing world, when you get back and you've shot somewhere between 1 and 20,000 photographs, and you've got to go through and cull that down and select the best of that work, what really is presented in that body of work as the best you could do for the story and narrative you want to tell, for the images you want to share, for the things you want to present, what are those best photographs? And part of that is learning to identify what makes the photograph interesting and good, and what photographs work well together so that you actually get a full body and sequence together. The challenge for a lot of people is in identifying what makes it a good photograph, what makes it an interesting photograph. And this is what goes back to that insight I got looking at those abstract photographs and listening to people talk about those abstract photographs at that opening. Sometimes we get so attached to what the image is of, we fail to recognize the components of the photograph that cause us to give pause, to cause us to gain insight, to build our own narrative, to develop our own structure to the photograph as a viewer. And changing that orientation, changing that perspective might mean that we can create a better body of work. We can craft a better narrative out of the editing and sequencing process by choosing the photographs that have the more interesting structure to them. And by that, I mean the physical structure to them. And so by flipping some of the photographs, reorientating them, we might find that there's an element within there that gives us pause, that has us have to contemplate something on a more meaningful, deeper level to gain an understanding or an insight into what that photograph is actually of and what that photograph is actually about. Then by bringing it back into its correct orientation, we've been able to make the selection process easier because we found the stronger of the photographs when they were in a more disjointed state. So as you're looking through your work, as you're trying to figure out between two or three photographs, and I don't mean where you've shot three identical photographs, but you actually have a couple of different photographs of the same subject matter and the same subject, and you're trying to figure out which is the better of the compositions to tell that compelling story that you're looking for, changing that visual orientation on screen may help you identify the stronger of the photographs, thus removing some of the other photographs to make the editing sequencing process more simple and more direct. Oftentimes, when we're trying to identify what is seen well, we intuitively derive at that response. Experience tells us how to do that. Our awareness of the environment, the scene, the subject tells us how to do that. But when we get 4, 5, 6 images that are all similar and close, it does start to come down into which is the more compelling of the images. And that is a skill that we also have to learn that a lot of us just haven't been trained in yet. So by working through having positive to negative, color to black and white, upside down and backwards can help sometimes jar in us a relationship to the work in a way that we haven't had before to help us make more interesting insights into that editing and sequencing process. I would encourage you to pick some of your photographs or a group of your photographs that you find interesting and you're not sure why, or a group of photographs that are kind of pulled tightly together and you're trying to associate which photograph would be the better of the two or three that are very similar, and give yourself that abstraction of upside down and backwards or changing some association to the work so that you're better able to look at and contemplate the work in a much more meaningful way, or at least in a different way than just staring at the same thing over and over again. I think you'll find you'll get some interesting insights there that will probably also translate into helping you see better out in the field as you'll learn to start to see light, line, and form in a much different way. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Get out there and get to make some great photographs or get a chance to spend some time in the dark room of your choice and make some amazing prints this week. But get out there and at least spend a little time thinking about your photography and your photographic craft, or maybe walk around with your head upside down and see if you can see what the world looks like from a different perspective. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.